I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. The discussion of the Gemara in today's Daf, Psachim Daf Kuf, about being Poris, Mapo, Mekadosh, about pausing in the middle of the Suda. You started Friday afternoon, continues in onto Shabbos. Pausing in the middle in order to make Kiddush is a foreign concept. Most people don't experience this. However, recently in the past few days, when Purim fell out on a Friday, this got a lot of news coverage. A lot of people were talking about perhaps doing this procedure of being Poris Mapa Makadish, pausing again in the middle of the meal, middle of the Sudas Purim, reciting Kiddush, then continuing on the meal. The question is, when you're doing that, you make Kiddush, then you want to continue on and have your Sudas Shabbos, do you need Lechem Mishnah? So Reb Shlomo Kluger and Halachah Shlomo poses this question, and he thinks it would depend on whether you have to make a Nu Hamotzi. It's a machlokas among the poskim. Do you have to make a Nu Hamotzi after Kiddush? Shlomo Kluger says that if you don't make a Nu Hamotzi, then you're not going to need Lechem Mishnah. However, it seems from the Aruch HaShulchan not that way. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph and most contemporary poskim that I've heard and seen assume like this Aruch HaShulchan that you would need a Lechem Mishnah. But as the Shlomo Kluger pointed out, if you're not making Hamotzi, what does it mean to have a Lechem Mishnah? Why would you need a Lechem Mishnah? This explanation seems to be that after Kiddush, it's as if it's a new meal. Although you're not making a new hamotzi, still now is when your Shabbos Suda begins. And the halacha is that you're supposed to start off your Suda Shabbos with the Lechem Mishnah. And even if you're not going to make a bracha of hamotzi on the two challahs, still you're supposed to start off the Suda with the Lechem Mishnah and starting to eat from those challahs. There's an interesting discussion that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Minchas Shlomo addresses is on a typical Shabbos, you have the Baal Bayis or whoever is making the bracha on the Lechem Mishnah. The other people around the table are Yotzei with his bracha, and therefore his bracha that was going on the Lechem Mishnah is really everyone else is able to participate with that bracha. They're being Yotzei with that bracha, and therefore they're associated to the Lechem Mishnah as well. But in such a scenario where you're not making a bracha hamotzi on the Lechem Mishnah, because again, you started your meal already, you already made a hamotzi in the beginning of the Suda, you just made Kiddush in the middle, you don't need to make a new hamotzi, that's at least how we pass on Lecha L'maisa. So if everyone else sitting around the table isn't being Yotze with the Baal Bayis' hamotzi on the Lechem Mishnah, how do they fulfill their obligation of Lechem Mishnah? In what sense are they associated with that Lechem Mishnah that the Baal Habayis ate from, the two challahs that the Baal Bayis started eating from? He wasn't making a bracha, you're not associated with that, so how are you Yotze your Chiv? I think it's a fascinating question, and Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo and Simin Yadalad Ospeis addresses it, and I encourage you to check it up, and have a wonderful day.